one night on patrol when he's in the home guard, him and another fellow by the name of Bob Newton that used to work with him on the railway. They're patrolling a length of railway line between Redbridge and Millbrook. Sort of thing, like pitch black, no lights allowed to be seen during blackout, all this sort of thing. Like. They're halfway along the track this particular night, sort of thing, and they start hearing rustling and that on the track quite near them. Sort of thing, sounded for all the world like somebody creeping along the rail track. So, Father and Bob, they anchors down by the side of the track, sort of thing, like, all prepared to repel the enemy. Because the great thing along that time, although it might seem ridiculous now, it was sort of believed that was a the Germans could, was a either drop a sabotage unit off or something somewhere in Southampton Water, and they could come up the river at Redbridge there and destroy either the railway bridge, the main route between Southampton and Bournemouth, or, we'll say, the Redbridge Totten Causeway, the road link between the two. So Father and Bob are quite prepared to repel any sort of sabotage unit that was coming up that night. But at the same time, he admitted years later he didn't know who was the most terrified, him or Bob. Sort of thing. And it was something else he was never allowed to live down, because when daylight sort of broke, they found that they'd have been terrified by hedgehogs crawling along the flints between the rail tracks, sort of thing. Like, yeah. Sonny else he wasn't too pleased about being reminded of later on in life, sort of thing. Like, but there again, that was Father for you.